Okay, well, first episode, first time trying. Well, here's how it's gonna go. I'm gonna tell you things. Things that are minorly funny, things that are minorly weird. No, this is not a journal. Never, ever would I do that. Well, okay, so this is going to be a short informational guide on how to get yourself banned from Burger King. Me and my friend actually came up with this. Credit to Caden Shippers. So here he helped. He also, we worked together on this joke. So go to Go to Burger King. Ask for a double order of Big Macs, one with cane sauce, Arby's sauce, and taco seasoning. And then they will give you... No, okay, I haven't even said the other burger yet. Order the other burger. With everything a burrito would have and nothing a burger would have. And then, in their bag, they will have you, they will slip a note in there that says, "Ha ha ha, you are banned. Enjoy the spit." That will be in that bag somewhere, depending on where you look. That's how you get banned from Burger King. If you ever go back, they'll say you're banned, unless you go through the drive-thru with a mask on. It's probably not going to happen. You still could, I guess, if you wanted to. I'm going to tell you a story. It didn't actually happen to me, but it happened to my dad. So he was going to the store, right? Yeah, normal day. To buy some Christmas lights for his house. Our house. And this lady, psychopath, said, "Is this register open?" Next, in the line next to him. She said, "No, it is closed." And then she said, "So this register isn't open?" And the woman said, "No, I'm on my break." And then she went as far as to say, "We need another register. We need another register open, people. We need another register, don't we?" Just screaming and shouting, stuff like that. And everyone else just looked at each other like crazy. And then they called the security, so security came. And then she came back later. Like, I don't know, they escorted her out, and then she came back in. And so she started ranting on again, and so people were just scared that they were gonna get stabbed with a fork. So, yeah, and then after that, she just kind of chilled out, because everyone ignored her like it was a normal trip to the store. And then she walks up behind my dad and says, "Christmas lights, huh?" My dad's like, "Yep, Christmas lights." She said, "Trying to win a contest or something?" And he says, "Nope, just for my house." "You're gonna need more of them then for a contest." He's like, "I'm not entering a contest." She says, "Good luck." To this day, I fear that lady still lurks in this town. Here's another story. Once upon a time, this happened to me, by the way. Once upon a time, I was a little kid, like daycare size, and I remember this, actually, because it was the most scarring and yet hilarious thing that had ever happened to me in my life. Not most, but it's up there. It's my top three. And these are true stories, by the way. I can't talk. Can't talk today. Sorry, can't talk. Once I was in, like, daycare or whatever, there was this weird girl. She was always super weird. She always acted like, I don't know, she had, like, social... She didn't have very good social skills, I should say. She always just didn't really ever interact with people. Ever. It's kind of weird. And one day, it was like, we were playing outside for some reason, and she started to dig in the sand, and everyone thought it was just normal, because there's a sand pit she could dig in. She dug a huge hole, and everyone was like, wow, that's huge. And she stripped her pants down. Luckily, everyone had walked away by that time. And she started crapping in the hole. So one of the operators, or whatever, came over there and was like, what are you doing, young lady? And she was like, she just kind of looked and ran away. And then, so, they just buried it. They just put sand on top of it. And to this day, I fear that there is still fossilized crap. There's fossilized crap somewhere in that playground. That's why I haven't gone back ever since that fateful day. That about sums it up for weird things that have happened to me before. I'm just kidding. I have way more stories than that, but I don't know if I should say more for this episode. But okay, sorry for all the background noise, because I have visitors right now, and my brother and my little cousin are playing a game together. I don't know what it is. Don't remember. I don't really want to go check right now. But, yeah. Pretty good. Anyway. So, myself and I, are going to... We're going to play a game with viewers. So, we're going to play a game to test your knowledge on memes. Or vines or whatever. I don't care. Just anything iconic and funny. You got to guess. You have 5 seconds. If you get it right, I'll tell you the correct answer at the end. You tally up your points, and however many points you get, good for you. You're a meme. You're an awesome meme person. So, okay, here's a line. This line comes from the famous meme that may or may not be a frog. It's, I don't want to scream, but re. It's R-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E. Re. Now, who says this? A. Kermit the Frog. B. Dat Boy Frog. C. Pepe the Frog. Or D. Happy Frog. I'll give you a couple seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, time. Now, you should know the correct answer is, drumroll please, the correct answer is Pepe the Frog. So, if you guessed B, Pepe the Frog, you are right. So, give yourself a tally point for that. Now, the next one is also a pretty good meme. Actually trying to think of another meme I should use. Finish the sentence of this meme. I blank pennies. Is it A, love, B, smell, C, hate, or D, collect? I'll give you some time, I guess. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The correct answer is, drumroll please, B, again, it is I smell pennies. That's what the meme is, I guess. It has been B again. Okay, so I should probably tell you this. All of these podcasts, each episode is usually around 15 minutes. If I go over, it's for a reason. If I go under, it's for a reason. But I usually try to go around 15 minutes for one episode. Okay, last meme question, and then we'll move on to something else. Trying to think again. Okay, I don't really think of memes that much. Just across my mind. I mean, I do. I love memes, but, like, I don't. When it comes to things like this, I can't think of any. Sorry about this. How about... You know what? Two questions is good. That was stupid. Two questions is good for the day, I guess. Do we really need more quizzing? Sorry about that long wait, though. I'm trying to get better. This is my first episode, though, so... cut me some slack. Okay. Well. It's almost time to end this episode, but... there is something I want to do first. So... I don't know how this is gonna work, but... we're gonna play another game where I look up a name or something on the internet, and whatever pops up first is what I'm trying to do. You can play along at home if you want. Alright, so this is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna go on Safari, I'm gonna search a name. Whatever thing is first, that is what it's gonna be. That's what it's going to be. So, let's start off with the name. Let's start off with the name Jeffrey. No. Let's start off with the name Elizabeth. I was about to say Queen Elizabeth, because that's probably what's going to show up. For Elizabeth, I'm pretty confident in Elizabeth. So, I think it's going to be Queen Elizabeth, and I'm going to guess the third. Queen Elizabeth the third. So, I'm just going to search Elizabeth right here. Hold on. Okay. What is it going to pop up first for Elizabeth? Images? It is actually Queen Elizabeth III. I was right. Well. I mean, that's not very surprising considering she is the Queen of England right now. Yeah. Okay. Well, you know. That is just about it for today. We have a little bit more for right now, but we have a few more minutes to do whatever we want. So here's what I think I'm going to do. I think we're going to do more name guessing. So what name should we guess now, guys? I mean, I can't hear you. You can't hear me. That's stupid. You can't hear me, but I can't hear you. So here's what I'm going to do. Let's say, I'm going to search the name, I'm going to search the name Lucas, and I have no clue what's going to pop up first, probably, so here's what I'm going to guess. It's going to be Lucas from Super Smash Brothers. Let's go. Images? No, it was Sarah Lucas. What? I don't even know who that is or what the crap that is. But, yeah, it was Sarah Lucas. I was wrong. So, with those games, I'm going to check how much time we have left, because I was currently not on that. Okay, we've gone almost 30 seconds, 20 seconds over. So here's what I'm going to do. Tally up your points. If you got them all right, if you got all four right, good job. You're a meme and internet master. If you got three wrong, then you're an almost internet meme master. If you got two wrong, you're a half ultimate meme master and internet master. And if you got one wrong, then you are a loser. You're a loser. And if you got zero, then I don't know what you're doing with your life. So I'm sorry, but that's it for today. So bye-bye now. Bye-bye. Why are you still here? I said go. Leave. Go to the next episode.